Hey, howdy and happy day. Recently we had Mother's Day. Liberals, they must be very confused on Mother's Day because they don't even know what a woman is. Mothers, they kind of got it figured out, but the liberal mothers, we're not sure about all of them, but they prance around everybody and saying, where's my flowers and all of this. And then of course the next day they all get back to, hey, there's 40 genders and there's this is and there's that is kind of weird. The good news is that most women understand what a woman is. Recently on a show. Sure, that's Ed Sullivan talk. That's what he used to say. And when you're my age, you kind of do remember that. And on the show, I said that I'm thinking about quitting doing this show. So if you all have an interest in maybe taking it over or joining me at least, let me know. And many, many people, as in many, many dozens of people, have written, emailed, and said, please don't go, and so on. So it occurred to me, you people that did that, y'all need therapy. Ha! Just saying, I'm still thinking anyway. Here's a word, some wordage. Keep it up here now. Wordage, post-liberalism. Let's get that again. Here it comes. Post-liberalism is a political philosophy that opposes liberalism. That's just another part of the right, kind of like a libertarian. It's just another thing. It's like Protestant has so many different churches with different labels, and I think conservatism kind of has that too. In the U.S. of A., there's several prominent Republican politicians that are linked to post-liberalism. You have the Vice President J.D. Vance, Senators Josh Hawley, and Senator Marco Rubio, and so many others. And post-liberalism means that we are right and they, the left, are dumb. That's basically what it means. In the United States, post-liberalism gained influence primarily among conservatives critical of Fusism. A lot of isms here. Fusism. What is that? I had to look this one up. Fusism is the psychological and political combination or fusion of traditionalist and social conservatism with political and economic right libertarianism. Fusism combines free markets with a great foreign policy. You probably know all that. I'm just trying to help you along here with some education today. But wiser advisor stuff. Now, let's get on to normal liberal stuff. You have Senator Saunders. Pick a pronunciation. I mean, he was on Fox News recently and he defended himself. He spent $200,000 the previous month on private airplanes. And that's okay. But you're a socialist. Yes, I am a socialist. And so proud of it. But you're not supposed to do that. That's $200,000 a month. That's a lot of dough. And you live in houses that are worth millions of dollars. I thought socialism wasn't that. And he defended it all, particularly the flying around in private planes and so on. I guess he hasn't heard of Zoom or anything like that, right? He doesn't have to do all of that. I really believe in what I say, so I'm going to stay home and see everybody the same way as I would in person. I don't have to stand in line then to shake hands. I'll just kind of do it on Zoom, and he doesn't. Just a typical liberal. I mean, it's okay for me, but not for you. Now, Quebec. I haven't agreed with Quebec on most things, particularly the politics. They get all the money from Alberta and Canada, but I got to tell you, there's one thing that they finally did that revved me up. And they came and said, you can no longer, restaurants, the hospitality business, you can no longer ask for a tip that includes taxes. This new rule is fantastic, and the rest of the world needs to pay attention. I've talked to people, I have friends of mine who own big chains of restaurants, and I said, you guys have to stop that. I don't do it. I always tip on the pre-tax. But instead they come out with their little machine, and the lowest one typically is 18%, and then it quickly goes to 25 or whatever. But when you tip 18%, it's close to 20 anyway, because you're tipping on the taxes. I ain't going to tip the government. I don't like governments. I'm not going to tip them because that says I like them. But most people don't understand that. So people don't care. People that own restaurants, they don't care. Quebec figured it out. Quebec. I hope that's in both languages. We'll see. Mark Carney, he went to see President Trump. You know, I'm surprised Trump hasn't come up with a nickname. He does that, like Carney. How about Chili Con Carney or something like that? Or just, you know, take the con out of Carney and maybe use that. In any event, it was an interesting time. I've read so much about their meeting, and a lot of it's positive. But what I saw on TV was just a clip, but they were sitting together But Trump hardly looked at him. He was speaking to the press, and he said what he always says. He says, we don't need Canada for anything. We don't need their cars. We don't need their lumber. We don't need their aluminum. We like them, but we don't want anything from them. And Carney's sitting right there. So I don't quite know how all the rest of the discussions would have kind of patched that up or made it that there is a negotiation that would work for Canada. I don't get that, based on what I saw. But everybody's hopeful all the time. Hey, hey, y'all come back. Remember, right is right, left is wrong. You've heard that from me 104 times. But live it. See ya.